listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A record number of West Aussies have been duped by scammers. Just over 1,200 people lost around $16 million in 2022. That's up 7% on the year before. Online shopping scams claiming the most victims. Access starts tomorrow for 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave for millions of Aussie workers. Full-time, part-time and casual employees will be eligible, expanding the current 5 days of unpaid leave. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese hopes it'll stop the need of having to choose between personal safety and earning money.
No woman should ever have to pick between her financial security and the physical and emotional well-being of herself or of her children. But until now, these have been very real choices.
A watch and act alert remains in place for a slow-moving fire in 2J. It's burning out of control, posing a possible threat to lives and homes, and officials say conditions are changing. The full alert is on the Emergency WA website. The nurses' pay dispute has returned to the Industrial Relations Commission. The Australian Nursing Federation is standing firm in its bid for a 5% wage increase and improved patient ratios. A long-awaited meeting between our trade minister and his Chinese counterpart has been booked in. The meeting, which is the first of its kind in more than 3 years, will be held virtually next week. Top of the agenda will be China's ban on several Aussie products. In sport, Luke Shuey will skipper West Coast for a fourth consecutive season after overwhelming support from his team and staff, while Jeremy McGovern is the vice-captain, along with Tom Barras, who's taking over from Nick Natanui. And Eddie Jones has been brought to tears in his first press conference in starting his second stint as Wallabies coach. It's been held at a Sydney school where he's a former teacher.
Good feeling. It is. It's quite emotional.
He'll lead the national team for the first time in 18 years.